Arizona has a teacher shortage and has had one for at least a few years now. Earlier this year, the Arizona School Personnel Administrators Association survey found within the districts that replied, more than 20% of teacher vacancies statewide were still open, and that more than 900 teachers had left their jobs in the first half of the school year. In an effort to try to stem that tide, State Representative Randy Freese is proposing an experienced teacher retention pilot program. The Tucson Democrat wants to offer certified public school teachers who've been in the classroom for at least 3 years the chance to get an advanced degree. His bill would offer a 75% tuition reduction at the state's three public universities. Teachers who took part in the program would then owe the state 3 more years in public schools. For those teachers who've been in the classroom for a decade, their families would also be eligible for the reduced tuition. I spoke with Freese earlier about his proposal.
The program is designed to keep our teachers here while they're advancing their education, encourage, you know, we require them to stay 3 more years after, get them so close to the tenure mark if they're in the program that they might stay till the tenure mark, and then their family can benefit. And if their children go to one of our state schools, they may stay in Arizona. So, I'm hoping it has some long-term effects. And as I said, it's designed as a study, so there will be monies available throughout the program for grants to invite academicians to study teacher flight problems, to fund the studies, and define if this program is having an effect. And if we demonstrate an effect, we hopefully would then continue the program.
When you look at the reasons why teachers don't stay in the classroom, be it here in Arizona or elsewhere, is access to getting a master's or a PhD one of the top issues?
Teacher flight is a problem. And most teachers wish to further their ability to be a great teacher in the classroom and to further their career ladder by getting that education and offering the benefit of, hey, we can help you get this education that will help you in your career, help you make you a better teacher. We can get this to you at a much more affordable rate. I don't know if every teacher would access this avenue, but it's my understanding that most teachers are interested in going back and getting a degree. And it is a benefit. It is something that is hopefully going to entice teachers to stay and draw them into trying to reach that second tier. And I think the important thing I want to mention here is that this program is designed with funding in it from the very beginning. The governor's teacher academy was unfunded for several years. I think this year we're finally funding it. Well, my program has funding in it. It's just up to the level that we need to decide the funding to support the program. And that certainly can be more or less depending on how much we want to invest in this program.
So do you see this then as maybe a complement to other issues like increasing teacher pay and reducing class sizes, other things that teachers say that they want and need to stay in the profession?
Well, that's a great point. Now, I developed this program, as I said, back in 2015, and introduced it back in 2016 for the first time when there wasn't a lot of money in the budget. Now that there's more money in the budget, I believe that we should be prioritizing what we're going to do with our schools and K-12 funding. And one of them, of course, is teacher raises. The other, of course, is classified employee raises. Of course, there's always money for the classroom and getting the district additional assistance funding back up to where it needs to be. So we have to prioritize now that we have some money to invest in K-12, or I should say restore in our K-12 public school system. We need to prioritize where we're going to start. I think getting money back to the classrooms needs to be high on that list. Personally, I believe that a program like this is also something that should be begun. I believe it goes hand in hand with the governor's teacher academy. Now that we're funding that, let's look at funding a tool to influence retention. Recruitment, bring new teachers into our schools. Retention, keep the good teachers from leaving by giving them a reward. If we're increasing their salaries, that's excellent. That also helps. If we could reduce classroom size, that helps our teachers be more effective and feel more effective in their job. And then this would be another perk, benefit, reward. Hey, if you stay here in Arizona, we'll help you become a better teacher. We'll help you with your career development. We'll help you move up the career ladder by rewarding you with this opportunity.
Understanding that you're really just calling for a pilot study at this point, but assuming that it works, how big of a dent do you think this could put into the teacher flight, the teacher shortage problem we have here?
Well, I don't know if it's how big of a dent. That what's important is are teachers interested in it? And it may, 5 years may not be long enough to see a significant reduction. If we see a trend, that might be enough for us to say, hey, we should continue this program for another 5 years. Or if we just get feedback and the teachers that are participating say, this is a great program, this helped me with my professional development, this made me a better teacher, that alone might be enough. If we get, you know, the several hundred teachers that initially participate say, this was an excellent program, the sample size might not be large enough to see, you know, statistically a difference. If we get great feedback, we should expand the program. If we see a trend, we should expand the program. Those are the things I'd be looking for to make funding decisions to continue the program.
State Representative Randy Freese is a Democrat from Tucson and the sponsor of House Bill 2525. We'll post a link to the measure at theshow.kjzz.org. The bill would allocate $2.5 million in the first year, eventually ramping up to $10 million by the fifth year of the pilot program. And with me to talk more about whether this kind of program could be effective at dealing with the state's teacher shortage is Rebecca Gao. She's Executive Director of Stanford Children Arizona. And Rebecca, what do you make of this proposal?
Well, I really appreciate leaders trying to do everything they can to support teachers. So it certainly can't hurt in the environment we're in with the teacher market and the exacerbated teacher crisis. So it can't hurt. I really am intrigued by the portion of it in which veterans who have been there over 10 years, it's not just themselves, but also their spouses and dependents. That's intriguing to me, and that's a little new. We have had tuition forgiveness or loan forgiveness programs for teachers. There's actually a bucket existing right now that just doesn't have any money in it. So we've tried these things before, and they haven't necessarily stemmed the outflow of teachers. But I think everything we can do to make teachers feel supported and appreciated is not a bad idea. And the bill also funds the pilot. It's considered a pilot, and so it does fund the research behind it, which I do think is important. We need to understand the types of incentives that actually mean something to teachers beyond straight teacher pay.
When you look at some of the factors that cause teachers to leave, and you reference the fact that Arizona continues to lose teachers in large numbers, does access to an advanced degree seem to be one of those factors? I mean, we hear so much about teacher pay and class sizes, things like that. I mean, where would you rank what this bill is trying to address in terms of access to higher education for teachers and then eventually their families as well, relative to all those other factors that we hear so much about?
Well, I think the key is the phrase you just said, relative to other factors. There's one element related to the teaching profession in which the higher degrees you get, you actually could price yourself out of a teaching job. So we do need to be careful
about...
You're
too qualified.
You're too qualified, and those higher paid positions are often the first to go when there's a budgetary problem because you're now the curriculum coordinator. Well, you don't get rid of the teacher, you get rid of the person who's helping the teachers. But the larger problem is overall teacher pay, the overall living wage. So it's great to have incentives and it's great to acknowledge the needs of teachers, but there's a much bigger fish to fry that that we need to be focusing on.
I'm wondering if the approach that this idea is taking in terms of having a pilot program to, you know, put a little bit of money relative to the overall size of
right.
the budget into it, see how it works. And if it works, great, keep funding it. If not, let's try something else.
Right. And that's a common way for programs to get started in Arizona. So the appropriations for this are as a 5-year pilot. In the final 2 years, the bill has a $10 million price tag. In the early years, it's less because it's ramping up the pilot and evaluation. That's all super smart. And I do agree that it's relatively $10 million in the end, $10 million year then is not a whole ton of money to figure out if this is a viable incentive. We do need all the information we can get about what's motivating teachers. That said, I have seen programs like this kind of come and go, and the data comes out, and if you're not careful, it's really hard to interpret. Or the department or legislators get a report, and then we don't do anything with it, and the thing sunsets, and it just kind of goes away, even if there are people who liked it. So there are a lot of factors going into the success of a pilot like this, but as an initial attempt to examine how teachers are impacted by these types of incentive, I think that could be helpful.
So would you see this then as maybe a complement to other things like increasing teacher pay and making sure that class sizes are reduced somewhat and some of the other things that we talked about that teachers have said they need? Is this maybe like a not by itself will help the problem, but combined with other things could make a dent?
I think it could. The other element of it that I'm intrigued by that wasn't clear from reading the bill is what subject the teachers would be getting their advanced degrees in. Because if it's subject matter specific, that could be amazing. We do know that, for example, how to teach reading to low-income kids is very different than how you teach reading to kids who come to school with a strong vocabulary. We know that math requires an extensive depth of knowledge in that subject, but yet math teachers don't necessarily get very much of that. So something like that could actually improve the teaching profession if it was helping their skills, but didn't set them on a track to then have to leave the classroom to make ends meet.
All right. Rebecca Gao is Executive Director of Stand for Children. Rebecca, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.